This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello.
Hey.
How do I sound?
You sound all right.
Yeah?
Well, you're in a cafe.
Yes, I'm in a cafe.
Embarrassing.
Very. Not looking up.
How you doing?
Can you hear that? Oh, I'm all right. Can you hear that music?
It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not as bad our end.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of perfect for today's ep. Have a bit of music.
Exactly.
Yeah. So John's having trouble with...
There he is.
Hello.
Always. Slim Shady.
Always. All right.
Hello. How are we all?
Yeah. All right. How are you?
Hungover, to be fair.
David, did you see John's Instagram story last night?
No.
Insane.
Yeah, it was mental, to be fair. Probably very regrettable, but it was
his really house. Cool. His house looked like a club.
Yeah, we had this.
Is it still up there?
Yeah, we had this third party company come in, and they took over our house, and we had quite a big DJ, actually, quite a famous DJ come in. Like, if you know your DJs, Belters Only came to our house and performed.
Fucking hell, John!
How many people were there?
That's your house.
Yeah, that's our house. Yeah, they came in. So it was about a 2-day process. So they stayed the night before.
Hang on a minute. Have you got neighbours?
Yeah. They all came.
Oh.
Yeah, every house either side, three houses either side and three houses on the other side came. Part of the rules were they would let us have it if they got free tickets. So you're like, okay, cool.
Tickets?
Yeah.
You had a ticketed event.
Yeah,
at your house.
We sold over 250 tickets, yeah.
Is that even legal?
I don't make any
250 tickets.
Yeah, we don't make any of the money. The company that it's like a third party company that make the money. We just host it.
Whoa. So these companies say we can make your house into a club.
Yeah, they say free of charge, free booze, let us use your house, we'll take all the furniture out and we'll turn it into a massive club. We're like, yeah, all right, sound.
Do you know, if someone did that to my house, I would curl up in a ball
you
and cry.
You should see the state of the house this morning. It is...
What does it look like?
It's packed.
When did they all go? When did it finish?
I think the last person that wasn't from the house or wasn't staying in the house left at about 5:30 this morning.
Pulled out your bedroom.
No.
Flip.
So, yeah.
Wow. And you're feeling worse for wear, are you?
I wouldn't say worse for wear. I'm feeling fine. I don't believe in the hangover theory. It's not real.
Have you slept?
A little bit.
You've got that greasy sheen about you when you haven't slept.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You look rugged, actually, today, John. Can I say that?
Mate, you say what you want, mate.
You look rugged. There you go.
Well, you up for talking to the drummer boy, Freddie?
Yeah. I spoke to him at Blackpool. He was, I think he was quite nervous about coming on. I thought that some intellectual questions might get asked, which I think is asking a lot of this podcast.
Has he heard the pod?
Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity here.
Yeah.
Can't believe what you've just done, John.
Yeah, I feel so anxious about it.
What?
Are you going to get your deposit back?
Yeah, we'll be fine. I don't think we paid a deposit for this place.
So how much did you pay them to have the party in your house?
It's free.
So what do they get
how
out
much
of
for
it?
Tickets?
Oh, it's the tickets.
They sell tickets, yeah.
How much?
I don't know, like 30 quid, I think, a ticket or something.
What? I was thinking fiver.
I mean, these are they have like people like came down from
Paul
Scotland.
Paul McCartney's
to watch.
About 70.
Yeah.
People came down from Scotland to our house to watch this set, this DJ set, so...
What, strangers?
Yeah, random people.
Came from around the country to your flat to watch this thing.
Well, our house. We've got a 11-bedroom house. It's pretty big.
Are you surprised that we're surprised?
No, I understand people's reservations, but it's like there was loads of security. Like, there was bouncers everywhere. Yeah.
Bouncers?
I was not expecting this today.
I feel like this needs its own pod.
John, if you came on this morning and I said, fucking hell, I went to bed at 5:30, we got this company in, we had 250 people around, we're just having this fucking party, what would you say?
Well, coming from you, that would be a surprise, yeah. I think that would be more of an age reservation. I feel like that's not something you do when you're a little bit older.
Well, steady on. Yes, you can party.
I would have loved to see that. I couldn't even move in my own living room. I was sat there thinking... I was sat there last night watching Love Island, and now it's a rave.
Think of all the bugs. All the bugs.
All the bugs?
Any luck
can
now?
Imagine what people...
Hello!
Hey!
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There we go.
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, it's Freddie, isn't it?
Yeah, Freddie.
It's an honour to meet you, Freddie.
And you.
Every week, I look over there and think... Where the hell is he? Let's try and work it out.
In there somewhere.
Oh, wow. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
So, for the listeners, basically, Freddie is the heartbeat of the Big Bang.
This man single-handedly generates the atmospheric city. So, there's a lot of responsibility on those shoulders.
Strong shoulders as well, I imagine.
Very strong.
Yeah, it must be.
Can get very tiring as well.
Flip.
Where do we even start? Yeah. I know.
So how old are you, Freddie?
I'm 17.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you?
Yeah.
Spring chicken.
Started it when I was 16.
And you're a drummer? Do you drum? I know you drum, but...
I didn't previously before I started, no. Like, at all.
You keep the old beat going. Then
I picked it up fairly fast.
Wow. What made you decide decide to
that's
do
what
it?
I was going
to
ask. What made you
like,
want to do it?
The situation I was put in that like started it off was so it was MK Don's away, and the person that takes the drum home was saying the person that drums now doesn't want to do it. So I was like, oh, I'll give it a go. Might not be the best. Then eventually the old drummer did do it. And then the next week, I think it was Bert and Albion away, he wasn't doing it. So then a couple of days before, the guy that takes a drum home messaged me. It was like, right, you're on it. And like, from that moment, I was like, come on, this is my time. I really want to crack this because it'd be so sick to be the drummer. Then when it came to it, I'd done it. It wasn't amazing the first time I tried it, but it said the guy that takes a drum home said it was good enough for me to carry on doing it. And now I've improved a lot since then. So, yeah.
The first time you did it, were you nervous?
Very. Sometimes I still get a little bit now, but not as bad.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining me going to the seat tomorrow with a drum going, it's my first. And everyone going, all right then.
How do you get through the nerves of that first hit?
I don't know.
Everyone can hear it.
I think it was a lot of adrenaline in me that day.
Flipping out.
So how many people on the Big Bang, John? Is it like a couple of thousand?
Yeah, I think it's like 2,500. I think if it's fully sold out.
And you're right in the centre, sort of two-thirds of the way up, about that?
Yeah, right on the heart, usually.
Yeah. So do you get there early and everyone just surrounds you?
I aim to get in for about 2 p.m. so I can, like, get my usual spot. which is ideal.
Is it, wow. Is the, how big's the drum? And is it there in the shed?
So this guy takes it home. I think he's been taking the drum home for a few years because his mum's the one that runs the coach that I get on. So it's like easier for me then because I just show up to the coach drop off and the drum's already there.
Already set up for you.
Yeah. So I pick the drum up. I aim to for around 2 o'clock and then get in like 10 past two and just... Usually, if there's someone, well, I usually go. They usually just move out of the way from me.
So are we talking a big old drum with two straps over your shoulders and a couple of sticks?
Yeah, but now I've got a new drum recently, which is pretty decent. I strap it to the banister now, so that it's not weight on my shoulders.
Right.
That's handy.
Clever.
That is clever. I always thought it was over the shoulder, but strapping it, you haven't got that pressure on your shoulders.
Yeah, it was with the old one, but this new one I've got, it's wider, but not as long, so it fits on the barrier, but the old one didn't.
Yeah. So you get in
when
there.
You first,
go on, Alfred.
Go on. I was going to say, when you first did it, my worry would be that no one would sing along.
Yeah.
And I would be there just drumming.
Yeah, drumming on my own.
Does that ever happen?
For the first game, I think it was all right because it was away. And usually away, we don't really stop singing too often. And it was fun. So there's only about, I think it was around 500. So the pressure wasn't as much on me because I wasn't in like the big bank. But there's times where atmosphere like can be a little bit quiet, say we're losing. So I just like rely on people to start chants. And then usually I just start the beat and hope people pick it up.
So in my head, for some reason, I thought there's like 200 or 300 of you in that area and you all know each other. But you obviously don't, do you, at all?
I know a few of the people that are in and around me.
Right.
So I can always be like, come on, get something going. We've got to improve the atmosphere here. And most of the time they do.
Yeah.
What's the hardest song to drum, Freddie? Like, or the hardest chant
to get that's going? That's a good one. I'd have to say LA, 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 because there's like a transition bit in the middle where you got to go really fast. And sometimes, like, if you mess it up a tad, it just doesn't sound as good. And it's really like straining on your arms, it's really fast.
I love that. See, when you're drumming, are you like, I'm done, my arms are buggered? So you got to have a little break for 10 minutes.
If we win, like, 2-0 or something that's coming towards the end of the game, definitely, because if we're winning, we usually not stop singing. So towards the end, I'm getting a bit tired and the beat slows down a little bit.
You should be paid.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of commitment. Although, I agree, it should be a paid role, but there is a lot of games where football clubs don't let you take drums, Blackpool being an example, which obviously kills the atmosphere completely. They were allowed a drum in the home end, but they obviously don't let away fans have a drum. So this is sort of my call to other football clubs that are listening. Let the away teams have a drum. It improves the atmosphere for both sets of supporters.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
When you're bashing that drum, it's bloody lovely.
It is lovely. It's brilliant. Freddie, do you know what the reason is for them not letting drums at away games, or are you not?
Sometimes they give a specific reason. I got a funny reason to tell you after I explain. I think it's usually a lot of the bigger clubs, and I don't know if I'm sounding like an idiot here, but I think it's because they don't want away fans out singing their home fans, is what I would think. But Pompey this season, Tuesday or Friday night, I can't remember, they said the drum would usually be allowed fine on a Saturday, but because it's Tuesday night game, there's too many houses near the away end and it would be too loud. Yeah, they have a drum.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. did you say that was Portsmouth away?
Portsmouth away, yeah.
So they've got a bloody idiot with a bell and a drum. Bell,
yeah. Hey, steady, son.
John, come on. He's
steady,
doing his best.
Son.
He's doing his best.
I hate that. It's probably my biggest pet peeve. Like, when I'm in the away end, the drum is the best bit. Like, there's no better... Yeah. There's no better atmosphere than being in the away end with, like, most of the people that travel away are, like, hardcore, especially if you go to like Blackpool or whatever. So like most of them will sing. So a drum only enhances that. Like if you hear the drummer going, you go, right, I've got to get involved. Whereas if there's just claps or someone banging on the back of the like metal wall, it's a bit like, oh, you can't really get behind it as much. It really, I think football clubs are clever because it really does kill the atmosphere from our end.
Yeah. Right, John, I'm going to do a chant that I hear that Freddie drums to. And I, when I start losing confidence because I don't know the lyrics, you've got to come in and finish it.
I'm bad at the lyrics, I'm telling you.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
It's not,
I think I put
to you. It's not the way, way, way.
What is it?
It's LA.
Why?
It's like a it's LA, like a French, yeah.
Oh,
like a,
okay.
Like a French.
Okay. All right. LA, 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 LA. Oh,
I think it is. We're all pissed up on cider.
We're all pissed up on cider
in Devon's capital. That is literally all the lyrics of the song. I'm pretty sure. And then as soon as you get after in Devon's capital, you go back to LA, LA, LA.
I didn't know that.
We're all pissed up on cider.
What's your go-to? What's the chant where you go, this will get him? No, you love fucking love this. Which one do you...
Ooh, that's good. That's a good question. Let me think. I think sing a song for our Stano. Usually most people join in, yeah.
How's that go? How's that go, sing a song?
You sing a song for our Stano. We will never let you go.
Oh, yeah.
You'll always be
sticky with me.
What are the words again? I didn't know those are the words.
We sing a song for Ostano. We will never let you go. You'll always be at City with me.
That was for Jay Stansfield's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had his own song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Wow.
Wow.
That was made years before Jay came and played for us as well.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's been around since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I think it was since he passed, actually. They made a chant for him, which is, I think, hence the, like, we will never let you go sort of lyric.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
John, do you think Freddie has contributed to goals? For example, at home games, the atmosphere gets lifted, it sucks the ball into the net. Has Freddie contributed to goals?
We've had Alex Fisher on the pod and Joe White and other players come on the pod, and they've said that the big bank sucks the ball in like no other ground they've been to before. And I think the drum is definitely a big reason for that. Like, you know, you've got 2,500 people stood up singing their heart out. Almost everyone on the big bank chants, even if they're not like full on in the heart, that is where the atmosphere comes from. So like if you're asking me, does the big bank or the drummer or the atmosphere suck the ball in? Well, from what other pro footballers have said playing against us, yeah, and for us, it just helps that a little bit. It's an atmosphere that I don't think any other team in the division has, like coming from a big standing terrace like that.
Yeah. So Freddie has a fair few assists to his name.
Responsibility on your shoulders, Freddie.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Can you imagine if one of the players came out at the end of the game and went, oh, the drummer just wasn't on it today, so we...
Get him gone. There's a new one next week.
Yeah. Do you remember, Freddie, was it Bolton last year when they came? They did this chant that went on for like 10 minutes with their drum. Do you remember that? Really sticks in my head how long it went on for. It was sort of really ominous. And...
David, I think you'll be surprised by how little you can hear of the ground when you're in the big bank. It's so like when you're in when you're in it, you really can't hear anything left or right or further.
You can't hear the away end.
Not really.
What?
No, they have to be really loud.
I think the only time I've ever heard the away end when I've been on the big bank is either like Plymouth, so like a sold out team, or a goal every time a goal goes in, because obviously you go quiet and they go. But you can't, during the game, you can't really hear it because there's so many people talking in one area and you're all really close, like packed in like sardines. It's really hard to hear what's going on in the rest of the stadium.
How many songs are there, Freddie? How many on a Saturday will you get through? I feel like there are about five or six. Is that all right?
Maybe a few more. I mean, ballpark, without actually counting them all up, maybe like 8 to 10. Maybe more. I wouldn't be too surprised.
What's the one that when they say about standing up if you're a, what is it? Green?
Stand up if you hate Argyle.
Is that what it is?
There's another one as well. It's like a, if you don't fucking bounce. Yeah.
That if you don't, I feel stressed when that one stops.
Do you bounce, David? Because I imagine you do not bounce. So you are a green.
Well, I always look about and go, there's loads of people not bouncing, so I think I'm all right.
I went through a weird phase, right? And I'll say this is even like, it's a little exclusive, where I'll be on the radio and like, if they would chant like, stand up if you hit our goal, I'd lift my bum off the seat a bit.
Lovely.
On air. That's how much I care.
Respect.
And now I've stopped doing it now.
Little bottom. Just hover over the seat.
This is how much you care, you do that.
Yeah, but so that in my own head, I know I've stood up. Nah, I can't bounce on the radio. That's ridiculous. My mic would be like smacking my face.
You could do a little. Next time, can you do a little bounce? Just like a little.
No, because my commentator with me would be like, what the hell is he doing? I'm not asking him back again.
He's bouncing because he's not a green.
Yeah, but it's not very professional, is it?
What other songs are there? What other chants are there, Freddie?
Those Roman Walls, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
How's that go? John?
Those Roman Walls, they got knocked down.
We built them up. Keep our guard.
Oh. Great, that. That feels like four.
Because that's a very
I've historic never heard part that one. Of our I've city. Never heard that one.
It's quite common.
Is it?
Yeah. I love it because of, like when you go to exit or you that's just Roman.
Oh, those Roman Walls.
Yeah.
That's it. He knows it.
They got knocked down. We built them up.
Quite offensive, these impressions.
But it is like that, though. I think football chants are best when you're a bit monotone and it's a bit like together. You know, one wants to harmonise a football chant.
It's hard for us musicians, John, to not.
It is. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm struggling.
Shut up.
I just want to give it a little flourish.
You've been to thousands of football games, Alfie. You've never said this. And now that David's doing it.
It's because I finally feel comfortable saying, us music-minded folk, we find it very hard when
all right, well, wax them
when someone's out of key, I can tell. There can be 19,000 in tune. If just one is out of tune, I go him.
Shut
I go him. I'm going to stand across.
Who do you think you are?
I know I am.
Have you bought yourself a regular drum kit now, Freddie?
No, just the drum at football.
Freddie, do you have any passion for music other than like drumming at Exeter City? Is it something you'd want to do like career wise, or is it just purely picked it up, do it at football, go home?
I don't know, to be honest. I like music, but I feel like it's probably a bit harder on an actual drum kit because obviously at football is only one drum. So I don't know if I'd be too good at that.
Don't know. You keep that beat going.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you'd get on the kit and it would be one of those moments like in the films where there's snooty drummers looking at you thinking, this kid only hits one drum. And then it's... and they're going like that.
Yeah.
Never seen anything.
Do you know what
like
we should
this?
Do? We should do a Woody from Bastille episode with Freddie, where we teach him to play the drums.
Cool, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
That would be kind of good.
I'm kind of the genius behind this pod.
Oh yeah!
Wow! The orchestrator.
That's it.
Yeah. Would you? I'm trying to think of John getting involved in the Big Bang.
Oh, John could John with a microphone, Freddie.
I genuinely could not hit the drum.
No, sing.
Yeah, sing along into a mic.
Oh yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll go stand right next to Freddie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be here, and Freddie will be here, and I'll just get the mic, and all you better hear is the boom, 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 boom.
Is it really loud next to Freddie? Is it super loud?
I've never been next to Freddie when he's had the drum, but when previous drummers have been there, like, it goes through your body. I don't know how you don't feel it, Freddie. Like, you do you know what I mean when I say that? Yeah. When it goes through you.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I'd bloody love to have a go. Can I have a go, Freddie?
Yeah, sure. Come down to Exeter.
Would you actually give
we'll
me a
We'll get you in. I'll give you a little go.
I will learn a song. I'll learn a song and I'll go do it 100%.
Yeah. We've just told you what it is. It's LA. What the hell is... what are you even saying there?
That's how musicians say it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, you're meant to be perfect tune and you can't even sing the right lyrics.
No. That's with good technique, that's why.
Oh, that's it. Sorry. Yeah. It's just untrained ears. That's the problem.
Exactly, yes. Yes.
And there's some days, some matches, you're just not really up for it, Freddie. You're like, oh, I'll hit it, but...
I don't know, because, I enjoy playing the drum, so it's sort of something I look forward to. So if one day I'm not feeling too well, this is more something to uplift me. So I never really feel like that.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Yeah. It's good that you have, something to look forward to, I think. You know, some people go to the football and just have the football, but you've got two things. You've got the... I think the pressure makes it better. I think with all that responsibility on your shoulders, you feel part of the team in a way.
Yeah,
well, I would anyway. You should feel like that because you're very important. You do generate good atmosphere.
Yeah, really important. Do you know how important you are to the ground?
I don't know. Sometimes I just see it as I'm just a guy that hits a drum.
No, you're not. You're
when
more
you
than
lot
that.
Kick off, it's like, oh, this is lovely. I love it.
What does it feel like? Say, after Exeter have scored an important goal and then you go, and everyone's singing along to you.
One of the best feelings ever. After we score, doing the goal tune, then everyone's like, whoa.
I love it. That is so good.
You can just see, because you're on the big bank, you can see the whole stadium just belting it. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, usually a few seconds after we score, I've got to hold everyone back to make sure they don't fall into me while I'm trying to do it.
Which is a task in itself because there's there's some pretty big units on the big bank at times.
Strong shoulders.
John, can you sing the goal tune?
It's not really a song, is it?
It's not really words.
It's just like, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Committed.
Yeah, unreal.
I had to really focus then to get through.
Do you know
that.
What it is though? When you score, the high of the goal then doesn't disappear until the city is said, and then when you say city, then all this pressure just leaves your body.
Yeah.
So you're still on a high for that whole bit, which is what I like, and then you can all sort of drop back down to earth.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's the same for everyone else, but when we score, I get a weird feeling in my chest for 30 seconds to a minute, of just pure euphoria. And that little chant just keeps it going a little bit longer. And I love it.
I get what you mean. After we score as well, it gives me that bit more adrenaline throughout the game. It excites me. I'm like, come on. And then I drum a bit harder or something or more. So scoring helps.
Have you ever drummed at an inappropriate time? Maybe a 3-0 down and you think, I'm going to pick this up here. And then people are like, no, it's not time for your drum.
I think bolting away was turning more into a laugh than drumming to create the atmosphere. I think the reason I was drumming was because there was a Bolton fan in the VIP box behind us dancing around and we were just drumming. I was just drumming to him. People were joining.
I remember him. I remember he was giving it the big one.
He was.
Rightly so.
If I came up to you before the match and said, I've got a new tune, Freddie, called Lovely Lads, would you go, look, not now, mate?
If people think it's good, get it going in the big
bang. Take a request. Never really got their service.
Pass him a little piece of paper over across the big
a little
bang.
Jazzy number called Lovely Lads.
How does Lovely Lads go?
Go on, David.
Well, I have to write. I can't just come up with it. I'm not a fucking genius. aren't you? I know. Lovely lads on a Saturday.
Yeah, but we also play on a Tuesday. So what would happen then?
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday, yeah.
Any day works.
That would work. It just needs lovely. I don't know when you'd play it, really. 5-0
up. Lovely lads on a Saturday. It's too harm.
Nah,
you need it more monotone. It's lovely crap. Lads on a Saturday.
Oh,
yeah, I'm lovely kind of intimidating
on a Saturday. And then we need like a what's the message?
Just watch them play.
Watch them play.
Oh.
Watch them play.
Watch them something.
Lovely
watch them
lads
play.
On a Saturday. Just watch them play. that'll bloody do. Cheers, new chant.
I wonder if a new chant would like. I'm just imagining the people around me where they just go.
Who the hell came up with this?
How much do I have to pay you, David? How much do I have to pay you to try and just make that catch on?
I would never, ever do that.
£1 million.
Well, in the Stansfield stand.
Yeah, you just...
Lovely lads on Saturday.
Yeah. It'd be like, crazy.
It'd be like the start of The Greatest Showman. You'd, like, be on your own at the start, and then as you sang it a bit more, everyone would, like, join in. And
yeah,
like,
the drum would come in.
Yeah, then the drum would come in. Lovely lads on a Saturday. Just watch them play. And then a little drum in there. Bum, 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 bum. I could do this for a living. Come up with chants.
Flipping out. I don't think Freddie would go for it.
No, I don't think he's going to go for it.
Who came up with the chants then that you do, Freddie? They've just been there for years and years.
Yeah, a lot of them have been there since I was going as a kid.
God, I wonder who started them.
Freddie, when did you go to your first game as a City fan?
I want to say it was around 2014. I'm pretty sure 10 years ago.
No, oh, nice, very nice. So you're decade.
Yeah,
it's been pretty good, wouldn't you say? Overall, like in terms of Exeter City history, not bad.
In the past 5 years, I'd say so. Yeah, definitely.
Couple of trips to Wembley, promotion.
Yeah. I can't imagine a trip to Wembley.
I'll never go again to the playoff final because we've lost every time I've been.
Yeah.
No, I just... Really? To be fair, I'm not the biggest fan of international football anyway because I struggle to find someone to
like
support.
Football.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Shut up.
Well, you said it.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I think my words were I hate football.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yeah, that's way better. We go.
Hello, back again.
Hey, back in the room.
Apologies.
I just find it hard to...
Let's say a little lovely lads as you're back.
Yeah, go on, do a lovely lads.
Lovely lads. What is it?
He's in a cafe.
Lovely lads.
Yeah, on a Saturday.
Lovely lads on
just
a Saturday.
Just watch them play.
And then I think then it goes, just watch Soppy. Look who's just looking at me while I'm doing that.
Who's looking at you? Oh, my God.
Really embarrassing.
Do it again, then.
Because it's broken.
Do it again.
One more time.
I really, seriously can't.
Just watch them play. It's got to build. Otherwise, it's not worth. It's got
to
build.
You've got
otherwise,
to build
it's not
it.
Worth listening to.
Yeah, but then I think at the end it goes, just watch them play, and then do 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 do. Just watch them play.
Yeah, but it gets louder.
Lovely lads on a Saturday. Just watch them play. Do 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 do.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Freddie. If I hear that tomorrow. It'll blow my knickers off.
Yeah. You'd chant, wouldn't you?
I like that.
And then it's call and response. Just watch them play.
Just watch them play.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely catch on that, yeah.
Yeah. Call and response, everyone.
One, two, three.
Fucking hell.
Jesus.
Oh. You reckon we're going to stay up, Freddie?
Oh, the age-old question. I don't know, to be honest. I think it depends how the rest of our January goes, really.
Depends how well you drum.
Yeah, true. How many assists I can create.
Yeah, exactly. All on you, boy.
Well, I didn't quite realize how far into January are. We're 20 days. Yeah. Nearly in.
Not long there.
And we got no strikers,
boy. Not enough to show for it.
Nope.
No.
We have got Admiral Musquay coming back once he's had his injury fixed. So that's technically a striker.
Irrelevant. So if it comes to the end of the transfer window and we've got none.
Yeah.
What does that look like? What does shock look like for you?
Relegated. We'll be relegated to the a striker. It's as simple as.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because every other team, there's teams that are worse than us, but have a good strike. For example, Wickham are worse than us, but they've got a good striker, so it'll win them enough games. Whereas we could pass the ball around at any team in this division, but if we can't have someone in the 6-yard box to poke them in, then that's quite a big issue. I really don't think we need an extravagant, free flowing striker to keep us up. I really just think we need someone to put his head on the ball a couple of times, and that'll do you.
Just a presence there.
Yeah, something there. Yeah, because at the moment we are struggling when the ball gets to that point.
So are we saying a last minute striker?
Sorry?
Are we saying a last minute striker is going to come in on the final day?
I don't know if it'd be the final day. Obviously, they want to get the business done as early as possible. But on the final day is when most things move. You know, like, so I always say it, it's like a house sale. One's got to go for you to better buy yours and then for someone to buy yours. Da, 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 da. So once one, it could be today, it could be tomorrow. Once one person goes, then the floodgates could open. But
Freddie's been polite and kind enough to come onto the pod. I think he deserves to have a little bit of transfer gossip thrown his way.
I don't have any.
And if we happen to hear it as well, so be it.
Well, I'd like to think you hear it.
When do you think we'll hear the next transfer, John? At a guess. You don't know. At a guess.
No, I actually don't. I would say...
On to your head.
I'd say before the 31st of January. You asked me, when do you expect the news? I said, I gave you a valid answer before the 31st of January.
Right. Alfie, you've got to go, haven't you?
Yeah, I got to go. Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you so much, Freddie, for coming on.
You all right?
It's brilliant. And what you do on a Saturday is just...
Unsung excellent. Hero, Freddie. Unsung hero.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Love it. Honestly, you can't do... If you go, oh, maybe I'm doing a bit much here, maybe people... It's like, it's never enough.
Yeah.
Never enough. Agreed. Especially with lovely lads.
Oh, lovely lads!
Yeah, definitely get that one going.
Oh, please, can just 10 people in the Big Bank chant that?
I still don't quite know how it goes, though.
Right, let's get how it goes.
Lovely lads.
No,
on a Saturday.
No, because John, you're doing it offbeat. You're all over the place. We need a musician to do it.
Okay, I know our place.
David.
Me?
Yeah.
Musician?
What?
I think, carry on.
You do it, Alfie. I've lost confidence.
Well, I am in a cafe, so I really...
Freddie knows where we're going.
Okay, I'm going to do it because I actually want him to get it right. Sorry, Fred. Lovely lads on a Saturday. And then this is where we don't know. So is it we watch them play?
No, just watch them play.
So I reckon it goes like this. Lovely lads on a Saturday. Watch them play. Do, 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 do. Watch them play. Do, do, do. Watch them play. Do, do, do. Watch them play.
Yeah, and it goes fucking mental for about 20 seconds. And then nothing.
And everyone looks around at each other and goes, what the fuck have we just chanted?
Yeah.
And the Tuesday version goes...
You literally just changed...
Saturday
to
Tuesday.
Any given day.
To Tuesday.
Guess what it is on a Wednesday?
What, Wednesday?
Same thing.
Yeah. It's that simple.
Yeah. What is it, lovely boys?
Lovely lads.
Lovely lads.
Oh, lovely lads.
Okay. Lovely lads. On a Tuesday, watch them play. Watch them play.
Lovely lads.
It's actually really good.
Watch them play. Watch them play. Imagine the other team, though. They'll be like, are they chatting lovely lads?
So I reckon the guys behind me will start back on the back of that.
Let's go.